USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 658-page U.S. House Judiciary Committee report that explains the Democratic-controlled panel's case for recommending two articles of impeachment against President Trump has been released overnight. The full House is expected to vote this week on whether or not to impeach him. Reps have plenty to do this week. Besides impeachment, they face decisions on preventing a government shutdown and international trade. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, was meeting over the weekend with South Korean officials, hoping to bring North Korea back to the table when it comes to denuclearization talks.
Let me speak directly to our counterparts in North Korea. It is time for us to do our jobs. Let's get this done.
The North has been looking for a guarantee of sanctions relief first. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mdvans.com.
Cleanup continues in Houston, Texas, after a mercury spill over the weekend. In fact, the fire chief, Samuel Pena, says the heavy metal was found at three locations, forcing some street closures. He says they were first alerted to it by a 911 call from a caller who said,
"It's a white, silvery liquid, and the individual recognized it as potentially mercury."
Police and the FBI now investigating to determine whether the chemical was spilled intentionally or accidentally. Reports are two Chinese embassy officials were secretly expelled from the U.S. earlier this year after trespassing onto a military base in Virginia. The New York Times, citing people with knowledge of it, saying at least one of the officials is an intelligence officer using diplomatic cover. China rejecting the report, urging the U.S. to, in its words, correct the mistakes and protect the legitimate interests of Chinese diplomats. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined by 2 cents a gallon over the past week, down to 2.56, the lowest level since March, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop in the price of the pump, as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us, Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is 217, amongst the nation's priciest states for gas. Hawaii at 364, which has finally overtaken California, which slid to 362 a gallon. In third place, Washington State, an average of 323 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And comedian Chelsea Handler's longtime sidekick on the TV show Chelsea Lately has died. Chuy Bravo died suddenly in Mexico City at 63. TMZ reports he'd been visiting family there for about a month and was rushed to a hospital with a stomach pain. Handler responded to Chuy's death on social media saying she loved him and that she took great pleasure in how much others loved him. Bravo also had minor roles in over a dozen major movies. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.